Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for navigating life's crazy ride. Today we're diving into something near and dear to all our heart, creating a positive home environment for the little humans in our lives. You know, those pint-sized bundles of energy who somehow manage to turn the house upside down while simultaneously melting your heart with their infectious laughter. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells just trying to keep things peaceful and loving? Trust me, I get it. But here's the thing. The home should be a haven, a space where kids can truly thrive. It's not always easy, but building a positive atmosphere is something we owe to our children. So let's unlock some stoic strategies to help us cultivate that amazing environment we all crave. Okay, here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Lead by example. Remember, kids are like sponges, absorbing everything around them. They learn by watching us how we react to stress, how we treat others, and even how we talk about things. So if you want your kids to be kind, patient, and resilient, start by embodying those qualities yourself. That means taking a deep breath when things get tough, practicing empathy in your interactions, and modeling a positive outlook even when life throws curveballs. 2. Open communication is key. Ever feel like you're speaking different languages with your kids? Well, guess what Stoicism champions: open and honest communication. Make time for regular conversations where they can share their thoughts and feelings without judgment. Really listen to them, even if it means tuning out the TV or putting down your phone for a few minutes. This builds trust and helps them feel heard and understood, which is crucial for their emotional well-being. 3. Embrace mistakes as learning opportunities. We all mess up, that's part of being human. But instead of dwelling on errors, teach your kids to see mistakes as valuable lessons. Help them understand that setbacks are inevitable, but they shouldn't define us. Encourage them to try again, learn from their mistakes, and keep pushing forward. That resilience is gold, folks. 4. Cultivate gratitude. This one's a game changer. Stoicism teaches us to focus on the good things in our lives, even amidst challenges. Make it a habit to express gratitude as a family for simple pleasures like a delicious meal, a sunny day, or even just each other's company. It shifts your perspective and helps kids appreciate the abundance around them. 5. Find joy in simple things. Remember those carefree childhood days when playing outside or building a fort was pure magic. Let's rediscover that joy. Encourage green free time, outdoor adventures, creative play, and family traditions that foster laughter and connection. It's amazing how much happiness can be found in simple moments. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're having dinner with your kids. Everyone's engaged in conversation, sharing stories, and laughing together. You notice your youngest child expressing gratitude for their delicious meal, and your eldest is patiently helping the sibling who's struggling with the cutlery. This isn't just any ordinary dinner, it's a glimpse into the magic of a positive home environment. That's the kind of vibe we want to cultivate, right? Remember, creating a positive home environment isn't about perfection, it's about progress. There will be days when things get chaotic, but by embracing these stoic principles, you can build a foundation of love, respect, and resilience that will empower your children to thrive. So, my friends, take these insights with you today. Remember to lead by example, communicate openly, embrace mistakes as learning opportunities, cultivate gratitude, and find joy in the simple things. And most importantly, don't forget to shower your loved ones with love and appreciation, they deserve it. Until next time, keep striving for fortitude first, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.